Hi, I'm Louise Poole, and this is the Rainbow Briefing for Tuesday, the 3rd of February, your daily LGBTQIA plus news catch-up, recorded and produced on Yugambeh and Yuggera land. In the briefing today, a historic win for Tasmanians, the Grammys celebrate queer excellence, the first inductee to South Australia's Pride Hall of Fame, and Nintendo finally keeps a 12-year promise. Tasmania is getting its first dedicated LGBTQIA+ legal service. 6 in 10 queer Tasmanians experience at least one legal problem each year, double the national average. For years, Equality Tasmania has been doing what they could, referring community members to legal help while pushing for something better. They've argued that Tasmania needed specialist services like those found in other states, and now they've won. A $200,000 pilot funded through the Solicitors Guarantee Fund will see Women's Legal Service Tasmania and Equality Tasmania partner to deliver the new service. A lawyer and peer justice navigator will be placed inside Equality Tasmania, bringing legal support directly into community spaces where people already feel safe. The initiative was approved by the Tasmania Liberal Government, with Labor and crossbench MPs also endorsing the proposal. The announcement came on the opening weekend of Tas Pride, a fitting moment for a historic win. The Grammy Awards delivered a big night for queer artists yesterday. Billie Eilish took home Song of the Year for Wildflower and used her acceptance speech to call out US immigration enforcement, saying, "No one is illegal on stolen land." Debi Taramas Fotos picked up Album of the Year for Bad Bunny, the Puerto Rican superstar who's been a vocal supporter of the queer community and is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show next week. British singer Lola Young won Best Pop Solo Performance for Messy, her first Grammy. Young returned to music last year after stepping back for her mental health. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande won Best Pop Duo for Defying Gravity from Wicked. Lady Gaga picked up two awards, Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Dance Pop Recording. Bisexual rapper Doechii won Best Music Video for Anxiety and brought goddess energy to the red carpet in a stunning Roberto Cavalli gown. Other Rainbow winners included FKA Twigs for Best Dance Electronic Album, Kalani for Best R&B Performance, and Duran Bernard for Best Progressive R&B Album. And Cher made a surprise appearance, her first at the Grammys in 18 years, to accept the Lifetime Achievement Award. She gave a heartfelt speech about following your dreams, summing up her career in true Cher fashion, saying, "I've been in this business for 60 fucking years." Then she walked off without announcing the next nominees. When she came back to present Record of the Year, she announced that Luther Vandross had won, seemingly from beyond the grave. Easy mistake. She meant Luther, the track by Kendrick Lamar and Caesar that samples the late soul singer. Eric Coolman has been named the first inductee to the 2026 South Australian Pride Hall of Fame, the highest honour presented by Pride Adelaide. Eric, who passed away last year, served as a chair of Pride Adelaide until early 2025. On stage at Feast Festival, he shared queer stories with humour, honesty and warmth. And through the Bare Men of Adelaide, he helped create spaces where people could arrive as they were and feel part of something bigger. Pride Adelaide said, "The way decisions are made today, the way community trust is protected, these things didn't happen by chance. They were shaped by people like Eric." He'll be formally inducted at the South Australian Pride Gala on June 6. Australian queer animated film Lesbian Space Princess lands on Netflix this Thursday. If you missed it in cinemas last year, here's your chance. Sarah is an introverted princess, heir to the throne of Planet Clitopolis, and still reeling from being dumped by her hot bounty hunter girlfriend. When that ex-girlfriend is kidnapped by straight white aliens, Sarah recruits an envy pop star and a boomer spaceship and launches a rescue mission. Lesbian Space Princess won LGBTQIA+ cinema's highest honour at Berlin, the Teddy Award, and took the audience choice at both the Adelaide and Sydney film festivals. Written and directed by South Australian filmmakers Emma Hugh Hobbs and Leela Varghese in their directorial debut, with voices including Shabana Arniz, Richard Roxburgh, Queen Kong and Auntie Donna. Nintendo has finally delivered on a 12-year promise. The new Tamagotchi Life game, Tamagotchi Life, Living the Dream, will let players create characters who are male, female, non-binary, or any combination of the three. Players can also choose each character's dating preferences, including none at all for those on the asexual and aromantic spectrums. It's a major shift. Previous games locked characters into a gender binary and blocked same-gender relationships. When players petitioned Nintendo back in 2014, the company initially pushed back, but eventually apologised and promised to do better. 12 years later, they've followed through. Tomodachi Life, Living the Dream launches April 16th on Switch 2. And the Geelong Rainbow Festival takes over Johnstone Park this Saturday, February 7th. The day kicks off with a pride rally at 9:30 and the march stepping off at 10 and returning in time for the festival launch at 11. It's free entry, all ages, with 20-plus queer-owned businesses, live music and family activities, and even Bluey and Tigger will be there. Plus drag kings and queens, Teddy Testosterone, Tara Bites, Ruby Taboo and Clitterally will all take the stage. That's the Rainbow Briefing for Tuesday, the 3rd of February. I'm Louise Poole and this is Independent Queer Community Media. Your support is crucial to its success. Share the bulletin, tell your community, leave us a review and find us on socials. And if you've got community news to share, submit a story at rainbowbriefing.com.au.